Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
I suspect you know something of the story of Ruth. Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, had moved with her husband to Moab when there was a famine in the land of Canaan, and she had two sons. Naomi had two sons, and those sons married Moabite women, and one was named Ruth. And then all three men, Naomi's husband and her two sons, died, and Naomi had to make a decision. Was she going to stay in Moab, or was she going to go back to her people? And she chose to go back to her people, and her two daughters-in-law had to decide what they were going to do. And Orpah decided to go back home to her family in Moab. But Ruth decided to stay with her mother-in-law, which is an extraordinary choice. And in the second chapter of the book of Ruth, we learn of Boaz, who was a kinsman of Naomi. And it says this, "Boaz said to Ruth, 'All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told me, and how you have left your father and your mother and your native land and come to a people that you did not know before.'" Now, I suspect if you know anything about Ruth and her story, you probably know or are familiar with the touching and heartfelt vows that Ruth spoke to her mother-in-law, Naomi, on their return to Judah. She says to her mother-in-law, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." You know, Ruth didn't speak those words to impress anyone. No, she simply, if you know the story, spoke them out of love and loyalty. Ruth chose to take care of her mother-in-law instead of tending to her own needs, whatever she might have felt they were at the time. She chose a life of service, and this good and selfless act became known in Judah, and as a result, Boaz, a relative of Naomi's, as I said, heard of Ruth's fidelity, and he chose to provide for both women. Now, some people do give to get. They give something to get something in return. They make an offering hoping to receive something in return. And you know, there's much preaching and teaching in our Christian history that asserts that the more you give, the more, for instance, God will provide for you. But generosity that expects something in return is actually kind of a false generosity. It's transactional. And the generosity that we are called to by God is not transactional. It's supposed to be free gifting of ourselves and our resources. And here's the thing. When we do freely provide for others, when we're truly generous with all we have, it's not that it's a transaction, it's just that generosity tends to inspire the generosity of others. When you're generous, just because you desire to give to others out of the goodness of your heart and as a way of expressing the goodness of God, that generosity has a way of rippling out into the world. And when the world is filled with givers, when your giving influences others in positive ways, that giving becomes infectious and everyone winds up being taken care of, including ourselves. So the question I want you to ask yourself today is do you give to get, right? Do you give to get? Do you give things in hopes of receiving a return, or do you give just because you're prompted to be generous? Let's pray. Lord God, please, please, please help all of us to be more selfless in our daily living. Help us to think more of others than ourselves. Help us to put our needs on the back burner for a moment so that we can tend to the very pressing and present needs of others. Help us, Lord God, to be more like Ruth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.